All right, let's start with some basics about these IPOs that are coming out. I'm talking about SpaceX, which is wildly overvalued at somewhere close to $1.8 trillion if it's, you know, fully diluted shares. Plus, you've got Anthropic coming up soon, it seems, and then OpenAI just filed in preparation for launching its own IPO later this year. Now, in my view, all three of these IPOs are wildly overvalued, and I want you to think about this from a whole new perspective in understanding that, in my view, the entire system of how IPOs work and how the stock market works is a scam. That's why I don't own any stocks, and I'm not buying any of these stocks. And in fact, history shows that if you just buy gold, you will do much better than the stock market. In fact, if you price the Dow Jones in gold, it is down 70% from its highs that is priced in gold. Again, you know, comparing it to the cost per ounce of gold in dollars. So in almost every case, in nearly every investment decision, unless you are an insider who gets invited to have, you know, like the first round or second round of investment in a company that's later going to go IPO, unless you're that insider, the IPOs are really, in my view, just a scam for the insiders to cash out. Now, think about it this way. If there were lots and lots of profit yet to be extracted from SpaceX, let's say, why would they offer it to the public? Do you think that they're in the business of helping people make money? Of just, I don't know, like it's a nonprofit or something. They just want everybody else to get rich. They just want to spread the wealth around. Really? Is that what you think they're doing? If that's the way you think IPOs work, that they are serving some kind of public good by just making sure other people get rich by limiting their own insider wealth and instead just passing that wealth to other retail investors, if that's how you think IPOs work, you need to have your head examined. Because you know clearly that's not how it works. All the insiders who are mostly driven by greed, of course, they always want to have the maximum profit exploitation for themselves, the maximum return for themselves. The only reason they would ever allow it to go to the public retail investors is if they needed another bag holder to cash them out so that they, the insiders, can make their profits and move on to the next insider project. They see public investors as bag holders. They see public investors as suckers down the line who will buy at overpriced valuations so that we, the insiders, can cash out. That's the entire system of how IPOs work. Now, I mean, it didn't used to always be that way, but in my view, in my judgment, that's how they're working now. Well, especially in this space, the semiconductors and AI and tech stocks, etc. From my perspective, all a scam. They're just looking for bag holders. And you'd have to be crazy to think that the insiders for all these companies, OpenAI, Anthropic, whatever, to think that they would knowingly pass up lots and lots of profit and just say, no, let's let the public have a piece of this. Let's share the wealth with the public. You'd have to be crazy to think that, because none of them think that way. If they saw money laying on the table there, oh, an extra $1 trillion in profit over the next 5 years, they would take it. They would buy into it. They would grab the shares. The fact that they can't raise enough money to buy all their own shares and that they need the public to cash them out, that tells you something. Right there. That tells you something. Even the institutional lenders are saying, we won't lend you money at the rates that we used to anymore. Some of these companies are getting, OpenAI, for example, was borrowing money in one tranche at 8.5% interest rates. 8.5%. Well, what does that tell you? It tells you the easy liquidity is gone. And then, gosh, wasn't it Google recently had to raise some money also for a project? It's like, what? I thought Google had unlimited billions in cash. But apparently they needed to raise some money, so they want some other people give them money, you know. OPM, other people's money. That's what they're going to build the infrastructure on, is other people's money. That is your money. And if you're crazy enough to give them your money, you should expect to lose it, or at least a significant portion of it. Now, I'm not saying that AI is going to vanish, or I'm not saying AI is a hoax. It's not. It's clearly one of the most revolutionary inventions in history. But if you look back at the history of bubbles and then what happened after the infrastructure build out, I mean, think about railroads, you know, the 1860s, maybe 1850s, 1860s, 1870s, 1880s, whatever. There was a massive, you know, railroad investment bubble, and people were told, you know, if you invest in the railroads, this is going to change the world. This is going to create enormous wealth. You have to have a piece of this. And of course, everybody was buying the railroad stocks on leverage, massive amount of leverage. And of course, what happened? The railroad boom turned to a railroad bust, and most retail investors lost everything. Some of them lost way more than they had invested because they were leveraged, and so they lost all their other assets too. Now, were railroads a hoax? No. Railroads are real. They work. We still use them to this day. And that infrastructure that was built from other people's money, that infrastructure actually did serve a purpose for a very long time, or at least most of it. Some of it was retrofitted, and then it was upgraded and so on. But the railroads are still here. So the crash didn't take out that whole industry. Similar thing with the, let's fast forward to the dot-com collapse of 2000. You know, websites are still here, aren't they? The internet is still here. The internet wasn't a hoax. It didn't all vanish overnight, even though many websites had a 99% loss, or even some of them 100% loss. And yeah, it was a massive amount of hype. We were told, everybody was saying at the time, that everybody's going to get rich because the internet just makes everybody rich. Websites make everybody rich, and nobody will have to work anymore. And all you have to do is buy high and sell higher. Just buy high and sell higher. And then if everybody does that, we were told, then everybody will be wealthy and we can eliminate all poverty in the world. Everybody will be, you know, millionaires at that time. Now they say billionaires. All you have to do is buy more tech stocks. Remember that? Wasn't even that long ago, just one generation ago, roughly. And of course, that whole thing cratered. But again, the internet didn't disappear. And one of the most famous companies that lost, what, 80%+ of its value, Cisco Systems. Well, Cisco is still here too. Cisco has recovered. Well, it took, I think it took 25 years for Cisco to recover the stock price that it had in 2000 before the crash. So if you bought Cisco right before the crash, you only had to wait 25 years to get your money back. Right. So that's what it's like playing FOMO and thinking that you're buying the future when you're actually buying a financial turd. Fast forward to the 2008 subprime mortgage collapse. It didn't end mortgages. It didn't end homes. We still have homes. It's just that there was a bubble that wiped out a lot of money for a lot of retail people while the insiders got bailed out. That's right. The insiders that ran the scam for the banks, they all got massive, big, huge bonuses and big bailouts, and none of them went to jail. There was only, I think, one person criminally charged in that entire fiasco. Everybody else got away scot-free. That's the way these things go. But yeah, housing is still here. Websites are still here. Railroads are still here. And after this AI crash, whatever you want to call it, AI is also still going to be here. It's just that the retail investor is going to get wiped out while the insiders walk away with giant bags of cash, leaving you holding bags filled with debt or, you know, false promises or whatever. That's what this is. The retail investor is always the investor at the end of the line to get the final screwage, so that the insiders can bail themselves out and the banksters can bail themselves out. And the early angel investors, of course, they got paid earlier, etc. That's what this is. And it's obvious that, you know, I mean, think about SpaceX, right? Now, look, I love Starlink. Starlink is a great technology. It works. They built it. They launched it. They made it work. The rocket launches work. You know, the reusable launch vehicles, that tech works, and it's very impressive. No question about it. And, you know, Grok apparently is a very impressive AI engine, although I don't use it. I use open source engines. Nevertheless, if you wrap all those up into one company and then give it a $1.8 trillion value, where, you know, Elon Musk gets a, I think it's a $1 trillion bonus when his company achieves a milestone of 1 million humans living on Mars? I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you even talking about? You think there's going to be 1 million humans living on Mars? A planet that, according to mainstream science, has only 0.6% of the atmosphere of Earth. That is basically no atmosphere, where you can't breathe. That has a lot less sunlight, of course, because it's farther from the sun. A planet that we've been told by NASA, which of course always lies, but we've been told there's no water, there's no atmosphere, you can't grow food, you know? How are you going to have 1 million people living there? So they're painting these pie-in-the-sky dreams. This is all about deceiving the retail investors, in my opinion. Even when they were talking a few months ago about, oh, we're going to have moon bases, and they were releasing these AI-generated images of families frolicking on the moon with moon gardens that were enclosed in little bubble domes, and then families, like a neighborhood, like a regular neighborhood on Earth, but on the moon, and the kids are riding around on bicycles with little space helmets. That is not going to happen, folks. That is not going to happen for so many reasons. I mean, just for starters, the moon has no magnetosphere, so it doesn't divert ionizing radiation that will fry every human being that tries to live on the surface of the moon. So, yeah, good luck with all the you know, cancer changes in your chromosomes there, with all that ionizing sun radiation coming right at you. Secondly, the temperature swings are so radical between hot and cold day and night because, again, there's no atmosphere on the moon, right? So the temperature changes would cause the expansion and contraction, repeated expansion and contraction of every structure on the moon, including your dome home, to the point where your dome home would self-destruct. And you can't live in a leaky dome home that wants to explode because you're trying to pump atmospheric pressure into the dome so you can breathe in there without a helmet on. That thing's going to explode, and it's going to blow your dome home into moon orbit. So all these images and all these people talking about, oh, we're going to have families on the moon. Nonsense. Science fiction. And I can't believe there aren't more mainstream science people speaking out against this nonsense. But it's clearly just, it's a bunch of dream weaving for retail investors who don't even understand basic science or space exploration or physics or anything like that. It's like, oh my God, we're going to go to the moon. We're going to live on the moon. Let's buy this stock. We're going to live on Mars. Let's buy that stock. No, you're not going to live on Mars. Not anytime soon. Nope. If you make it to Mars, you're going to die on Mars. That, for sure, that's going to happen. But you're probably not going to live on Mars. And then, you know, occasionally there are people who say, well, AI will solve everything. AI will just tell us all the solutions. Oh, really? How? How's that? Because AI was trained on Reddit content, you know, and the common crawl scraping the internet. So let's be honest, most of mainstream AI was trained on some of the dumbest human-generated content that you can possibly imagine. Now, for certain models, they've overcome that. For example, out of China, they've overcome that by training largely on Chinese writings throughout history. There's a lot more of those, and they're smarter, actually, it turns out, compared to Reddit. But no, AI isn't going to be able to just wave away the laws of physics, it turns out. Just because you say, oh, we have AI. Well, that doesn't mean you have a magnetosphere on the moon, does it? So AI doesn't just magically create an atmosphere of breathable gases on Mars, does it? You know, you would have to terraform that planet to create an atmosphere. It's not even clear how that could even possibly be done. It would probably involve a lot of nuclear detonations. And your terraforming operation would probably have to have maybe a 500 to 1,000 year timeline. And I'm pretty sure Elon is not going to be around that long to collect his $1 trillion bonus, even if we manage to send 1 million people to Mars that don't die there from, you know, from the fallout of the nuclear terraforming operations or whatever that looks like. So again, if you're buying SpaceX because you think we're going to live on Mars, what do you say to that? Put down the comic books, folks. I guarantee you the Fantastic Four didn't get their superpowers by encountering gamma rays in outer space. Okay, that's not how it works. But if you believe in a comic book future, then yeah, hand over your retirement funds to SpaceX and you'll die impoverished and probably homeless also. So, I mean, obviously I'm not recommending that you do that. So let's be smart about this. Let's be smart. Bottom line, and don't take this as professional investment advice, because it's not, it's just my opinion. But bottom line, gold and silver continue to be better investments than almost any IPO, almost any tech company, almost any index fund that you can possibly imagine. If you simply buy and hold gold, I think you will do better than SpaceX in the long run. You will do better than Anthropic. You'll do better than OpenAI, which probably will go bankrupt at some point here. Just buy and hold gold. Sleep well at night. Don't believe the hype. Don't go along with the herd. Don't follow the crowd off the cliff. Don't be caught up into the FOMO craze. Oh, you don't want to miss out. This is the greatest thing in history. You know, yeah, we've heard that at every bubble. Heard that in the tulip bubble mania. Of the, what was it, the Dutch investors in the freaking 1600s, they thought tulips were going to change the world. Yeah, didn't happen, did it? We still have tulips. They didn't change the world. Gold and silver is where it's at. Invest in your knowledge and education. Invest in being more off-grid and more decentralized. Invest in your own survival, sustainability, you know, resilience, these kinds of things. And if you want to invest in something that's going to grow in terms of dollar value, that's gold. Well, maybe silver too, you know, gold and silver. So that's what makes sense to me. Now, granted, some of these IPOs, they might skyrocket for a couple of days and people are like, oh, you missed out, man. You doubled our money. Yeah, you haven't doubled jack until you sell it and buy something with it. If you double it on paper, it doesn't even count. Until you convert it to gold, you still have all the risk of the counterparty there. That whole thing can vanish tomorrow if it's just paper profits of some IPO managed by some bank and run through some stock index. Hey, it could be delisted tomorrow. They could find out that it's running an Enron accounting system or something. Who knows? All your profits could vanish until you have self-custody. When you want self-custody, it's gold and silver in your hands. End of story. Everything else, in my opinion, I mean, all these stocks and even just CDs in a bank and depositing money in a bank account, etc., that all has counterparty risk. So have gold and silver in your hands, things that are real underneath your feet, a roof over your head, land underneath your feet, own your home, own your land, own your garden, invest in your health, invest in your knowledge and your skills, and invest in gold and silver. If you want to hold assets that make it through all the hype, all the FOMO, and all the booms and busts that that have defined the history of finance in our world. It's very simple. So if you want physical gold and silver, our sponsor is easy to find. They're called Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. And yes, they are a sponsor of ours. And if you use discount code RANGER when you purchase something from them, they will waive the shipping insurance fee. That's the shipping insurance fee. In addition, if you want to get prepared for decentralized living, our other sponsor here is the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. They have amazing satellite phones. The Iridium phones are the best. They work anywhere on the planet. They have their own satellite network, obviously, completely separate from Starlink. And for a relatively affordable monthly fee, you can have all kinds of minutes, and you get the phone for free after a certain number of months. So check that out at SAT123.com. Those are investments that actually are practical, that will help you, especially with the craziness of the world. Whereas I can't imagine just handing over some portion of retirement to an IPO, of a rocket company that says, well, yeah, we're just going to launch rockets and make trillions. Yeah, I kind of doubt that, actually. I mean, rockets aren't going to vanish. And I'm not saying their rockets are a hoax, but there's only so big of a market of companies on this planet needing to launch stuff into orbit because it's not cheap. The market's only so big, you know? You can't just make it 10x because you want to make 10 times more money and launch 10 times more rockets. There's just not demand for all that. I mean, how many people really want to send things into outer space? Now, I mean, I can see sending some of these banksters into orbit, and that would be of great use, I think, right there. Put some banksters into orbit, the ones that are the hustlers that take people's money and are promoting, you know, crap investment deals and crap IPOs and whatever. Yeah, send them into orbit, and then everybody gets a return on the whole planet. That's awesome. Let's do that. How about that? All right, jokes aside, you can follow my work at brightvideos.com. And my articles are at naturalnews.com. Just be wary, folks, and don't take this as financial advice, but I am not putting a dime in any of these IPOs. I'm not putting a dime in any of these tech stocks. I see the blow-off top forming. I recognize a bubble when I see it. I can sense the vibe. I detect the language, the talk, the FOMO promises. We've seen this movie before, and it ends badly. It ends badly. Don't get caught in it. And thanks for listening. Take care. Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief. And don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor. But when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, etc., that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country is like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. But it's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy.
and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.